This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We are back live. And I really meant what I said earlier, that I hope Joe Biden lives another 50 years. Because he's such a rotting, disgusting, evil cult leader, saying all these horrible, evil things out of his mouth constantly, that he's destroying the Democratic Party. And like Trump said, why would he want to sabotage Biden politically? He hopes he's the nominee. Absolutely. Please, God, that was a figure of speech earlier. Please don't strike down Joe Biden. Please protect him. Put a hedge of protection up around him. I'm actually serious. The Lord works in mysterious ways. It's a blessing that Joe Biden's still alive. But in my anger, I said that figure of speech. I would never want God to strike Joe Biden down dead when he's obviously holding up the reanimated zombie. You know, this is the last year was the year Big Brother came out in the open. Here it is.
The 2010s will go down in American history as a decade when the Bill of Rights was picked off one by one by corrupt globalist minions infesting the reins of power in all three branches of government, fueled by a shockwave of propaganda that took the American people completely by surprise.
Trump is goading us to impeach him. That's what he's doing. Every single day, he's just like taunting, because he knows that it would be very divisive in the country, but he doesn't really care. Just wants to solidify his base.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today saying that President Trump obstructs justice every day by stonewalling House Democrats, and in doing so is trying to push Democrats towards impeachment. Angela, do you agree?
I agree that he is trying to get impeached.
A recent misrepresented article from the know-it-all liberal mouthpieces over at Mashable, cleverly titled 2010s equals 1984, the decade we finally understood Orwell, would have you believe that we are all blind, naive fools to be threatened by the growing surveillance monstrosity, and that Donald Trump is Big Brother, not the carefully constructed, all-data-consuming intelligence apparatus. Isn't it interesting? Interesting how socialism, camouflaged as liberalism, projects its own evil deeds upon the rest of us. Because, as Chris Taylor for Mashable writes, if anyone is protected by party members who will endure any humiliation to trumpet loyalty to the great leader, one need look no further than the Democrats' recent impeachment debacle, where none of their seats are safe now, and they are widely disliked by Democrats and Republicans alike.
How dare you say that? I'm a Christian. I love it. Everyone, I am your moral authority.
The 2010s were lorded over until 2017 by CIA stooge President Barack Obama, who wielded a flamethrower to freedom of speech, the free exercise of religion, gun rights, due process, and our overall culture.
We're supposed to stand up to discrimination. And we're sure as heck supposed to stand up clearly and unequivocally to Nazi sympathizers.
Ensuring that future presidents would have the power to silence dissent through any means necessary. Early on, Obama criticized the Supreme Court for its ruling in the First Amendment Restoring Citizens United case, while his deputy solicitor general stated in oral arguments that the government could even ban the publication of certain books too close to an election. And now Biden has teased the possibility of nominating Obama to the Supreme Court.
I talked to Barack and I...
When was the last time you talked to him?
I guess now it's about 3-4 weeks ago.
Okay. Would you appoint him to the Supreme Court?
Hell.
It was Obama, not Trump, that went after leakers at 129 times the rate of his predecessors, and then surrounded the next president with them. Or that Obama signed off on the executive order, which made it easier for the nation's intelligence agencies to share unfiltered information about innocent people. Or Obama's signing of the NDAA through doublethink methods over the holidays, where U.S. citizens could now be targeted, detained, and killed with no due process. The 2010 ends embodied the shadow government's Orwellian nightmare war on the U.S. Constitution? Will the 2020s begin with the big payback to restore the founding principles of our republic? Or are those freedoms permanently slipping away? John Baum reporting.
That is a first-rate report that will only be shared and seen if you share it from Bandod Video in the John Baum section. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
She grew up in Indiana town, had a good looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Well, we got a lot of phone lines. What do you think's going to happen next year? I see a big global awakening accelerating, but I also see the one worlders, the anti human crowd, really throwing the kitchen sink at us.
Down here, the age of 18, she blew the boys away.
Okay. I want to hit one more big piece of news, and then we're going to go ahead and go back to your phone calls or to your phone calls here. And that's this church shooting in Texas, and then the private Hanukkah meeting at a rabbi's house that got attacked, and the Jewish grocery store that got attacked. There is a lot of this happening. And if you know what's going on at the universities from the left, it is the most wild anti-Semitic conspiracy theories you've ever heard. And Israel needs to be bulldozed. That's what they say on the Young Turks. But then separately, the Young Turks will call us anti-Semitic with no evidence. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute, extreme right wing. You know, a lot of you don't like Jews, and then you've got the left wing doesn't like Jews, but then a lot of the intelligentsia of that are Jews, teaching that Jews are bad. Just like you've got Michael Moore saying whites are inherently bad, don't trust them, Friday. I've already played the clip. People running for political office, Democrats saying, thank God white men are committing suicide, they're inherently bad, and it's a white dude saying it. Or MSNBC, CNN, they're just teaching racial division, and it's normalizing all of it, and is insane. And so the New York Times says, I'm bad investigating Muslims. And the New York Times says that I have to invent stories about Muslims doing bad things. Excuse me? If anything, I'm punch drunk. From how many articles and stories there are that get whitewashed about Islamic attacks all the time. And then you're going to have this confrontation, this collision, where you're bringing in all these Muslims, and they're going to attack synagogues and Jews, and then you're going to get Jews are going to start attacking the Muslims, just like you have in the Middle East. And then how's the media going to cover this up as it intensifies? Meanwhile, CNN and de Blasio, the mayor of New York, and everybody are saying that it's Trump's fault and gun owners' fault what happened in Texas and what happened in New York with the synagogue or with the private party, Hanukkah party. And then it turns out this guy that went out and did this is, quote, part of a black radical nationalist group. And, of course, you know it's going to be a weird mix of black Israelite and all the rest of it. And how does that get blamed then on Trump? But that's what's going on. I mean, it's all over the news. You don't want me to play the clips, do you? I mean, I can play de Blasio. I can play CNN. I can play the Governor Cuomo. But the real story here is that there's a lot of mental illness and a lot of craziness, and the media hypes up mass shootings and hypes up mass stabbings, and that it is going to create more of them when you put that out there as an option. Just like death education, starting in 2000, massively increased suicides across the country when they would teach 7th and 8th graders how to commit suicide so they won't. 7th grade girls never thought about how to put a shoelace around their neck and hang it on the coat hook inside the urinal or inside the bathroom, inside the stall. So it's the same thing. And the media hypes up these mass shootings that were incredibly rare and are still statistically very rare, so they can point at it and say, oh, look, there's a giant rise in extremism. But you notice in the Texas event, we'll roll that video and audio in a moment, a concealed carry parishioner, but I guess a practitioner of the Second Amendment, takes out the individual, obviously mentally ill, hadn't been around in many years, they're now seeing some type of vagrant, shows back up, and I guess commits suicide by trying to kill somebody. You've heard of suicide by cop? Well, now it's suicide by mass shooting. Here it is. Zoom in on that video I played again, up in the upper left-hand area, because you see the individual come in, he's standing there, he pulls a gun out, the video is only 6 seconds long, shoots someone dead, and within 1 second, the concealed carry individual is about five pews back, stands up, and shoots the person dead. Thank God for that sheepdog, or you might have had 20, 30 dead people in there. And it wouldn't matter, the individual with the concealed handgun shoots the guy from about 30 feet away both times. You can see the bullets hit the first, the second one, knock the guy down. I mean, what a great patriot. Thank God for the shooting ranges. Thank God for the training. Thank God that a good guy with a gun stopped whoever this lunatic was. But they're blaming Trump, they're blaming the media, they're blaming independent media right now. Southern Poverty Law Center, silent on domestic terror attack against Jews. But that doesn't stop Antifa, the Democratic Party, Cuomo and de Blasio from blaming Trump and the Republicans. Turns out that the stabbing suspect was arrested at least seven times since 2001, that's why he couldn't get a gun. This time it worked. Just like the shooter in Florida last year, there have been 42 calls to local police saying he's threatening to kill people. He was known as mass shooter, school shooter was his name. That's what they called him. He'd been kicked out of school. But there was a law that if you have a minority name like Cruz, even though he's a white guy, he'd been adopted by people with a Spanish last name, who both died before suddenly. Very mysterious. He was on psychotropic drugs under the care of a psychiatrist, allowed to run around saying he's going to kill everybody because they were just waiting until he finally did it in that Democrat county, Broward County. And the sheriff stood down, that's now confirmed, to make sure that I guess things was going to go the way they went. And we first exposed all that. There was a program where minorities in that county are allowed to commit crimes and not get in trouble. And so we had the name Cruz. And so the FBI was called, what was it, 5-6 times? And the police 40-plus times. And he was just allowed to do what he did. And just like this guy. Arrested at least 7 times. And then it goes over all the things he did. And now he's connected to some weird black nationalist group. And I guarantee you the media is trying to figure out how to connect it to Trump somehow, but that's not the case. Because it's the same black Israelites, and I'm not saying all those people are bad, but some of them are crazy, because I've had them confront me. And they think white people are the devil. They think Jews are the king devils. And they think, it's all this craziness. They're the ones that confronted the Covington kids, and then the Covington kids got blamed for grown men coming over and threatening them. It's all just crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And it's very, very sad. And people need to come together and not be part of this. People need Christ. They need God in their lives. We're going to take your calls right when we come back. But I wanted to cover all of that. And we did. Please stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Censored President Trump's tweets, a whole bunch of them. Shadow banned them. Where basically only the person that sent it out could see it, but then could share that URL through other networks other than Twitter. And now they've done it again. Twitter scrubs viral Trump retweet of alleged hoax blower's name, Eric Sermella. Because Adam Schiff says you don't say the name of whistleblowers. No, you just arrest them when you're Obama. It's the inspector general that doesn't say the name of a whistleblower if the person comes to them. But it's public when that person is challenging people and making accusations, you're allowed to face your accuser. Notice they've said, Trump needs to be impeached because he didn't comply with all the subpoenas the way Congress wanted him to, which there is no power they have to do that. That's on its face. Professor Jonathan Turley and others confirmed that, but that's in the law. Well, now Biden says he won't respond to any congressional subpoenas. Well, Joe Biden's not the president. And Joe Biden can fight that in court if he wants to, and he may have a reason to not go to Congress. But he doesn't have the cut-and-dry power, separation of power, as the president does. Or you'd always have one branch taken over the other. It's the voter that's the checkmate, the final trump card over those three branches. And the separation of powers is meant to have them always battling with each other over who has control instead of them always unifying, and we get a tyranny. Pretty smart what the founders did. But remember, Trump has been indicted in the House. Trump has been impeached for obstruction of Congress for not giving them everything they wanted to their kangaroo event that was in secret, where they could call no witnesses. So now they said, well, we'll call Joe Biden, the guy you say we're persecuting, the guy you say we're lying about. Absolutely, Trump has standing to call him. That's the main player. Be like if you were in a divorce case with your wife or husband. And the other side argued, oh, you have no right to call the other spouse. Be like, it's a divorce. You're absolutely a party to it. You know, if they tried to call a neighbor down the street, the neighbor didn't want to go, they could probably get that subpoena quashed. But Biden doesn't have a hope in hell quashing that, does he? He's a central figure. Like Judas was a central figure at the Last Supper. I mean, he's an important figure. And so he says, I'm not complying with that. The process isn't fair in the Senate. Trump's exact argument, and the Democrats defend it. 2 weeks after indicting the president for the exact same thing. Wow. That's the murder of logic. I shouldn't say the exact same thing because Trump has a separation of powers, but on the surface, it's the same thing. By the way, the Democrats initiated all this, so the burden's on the accuser. You're innocent until proven guilty. Doesn't matter if Clapper says, oh, you're innocent until we want to say you might have done something. Then you have no rights. I love he's not even a good liar. He looks down, he says it. Oh, you're innocent until we think something, maybe you did something. What a creepazoid. What a freak. I'm going to go to your calls right now, Aaron and Mike and Patriot and High Mountain Patriot and Mike and Reggie and Matt. And we're going to get everybody ahead of the Gerald Celente. And then I'll be back tomorrow live, broadcasting worldwide, if God allows it and if you allow it. But, you know, God's in control, but God's in control through you. And I'm just going to leave this short and sweet. Biggest sales of the year. We won't be able to have sales at this level next year because we're selling out of inventory to be able to fund in the future. And it won't work in the model we have to have sales this big in the future. These are the best deals you'll ever get. I would take advantage of them and support the broadcast at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 75% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. All these are great products you need, and it funds the operation. So thank you for your support in the past, but you need to support yourself and this operation and get these products. I mean, you need the water filtration. You need the air filtration. Third-party groups go and test the stuff we sell. They go, wow, Alexa Pure Breeze and Pro Pure are almost the same. Some are better at this, some are better at that, you know, chemical or contaminant. Because the filters are apples and oranges. They're just like, wow, out of hundreds of gravity-fed filters, InfoWars has like the two top-rated. That's what we go get is the top-rated. And it's funny, you can get top-rated stuff for less expensive than stuff that isn't as good that just does slicker marketing. A lot of times you see some really slick advertising and supermodels and, you know, helicopters and, you know, red carpet. The product's not going to be very good, but the packaging's really great. That's that philosophy. Our philosophy is we want you to get something that works really good, that you really like, that's good for you and your family, because that's how we treat you. We want how I want to be treated. And it's a great product. InfoWarsStore.com. And I would say in the new year, it's time to get better water filtration. It's time to replace the filters. And we have replacement filters for the Alexa Pure systems and Pro Pure as well. And we have the Alexa Pure Breeze, great air filtration systems that are great to put in your house. Four-stage ion filters, the best you're going to find anywhere near that price. You can find some units of the same system for $800 that might have a little bit faster processing. Yeah. Nothing near this price, though, for this good. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139, and you make it all possible here, but I really would take advantage of the end-of-year mega sale, blowout sale. End-of-year mega blowout sale, the 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. Okay, let's jam in one call before we go to break. Mike in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. I just have to do one quick plug to the people out there listening. 1%. All the people that listen to the show, buy products, shame on you. Shame on you. This is like church. You should be tithing to this operation. Shame on you. Everybody should be buying products that listen to this program.
Well, I don't want to say, listen, I don't want to say shame on folks. All I care about is spreading the word because I want to expose the globalists. But shame on them for not experiencing iodine. And I'm going to hold you over because I don't want to cut you short, but let's just talk about that. You can go and just type in iodine deficiency, and you'll get government admissions. You'll get 3 million people with mental disabilities because they didn't get enough iodine in utero or when they were a child.
Right.
That's part of the dumbing down. In fact, the biggest part of the dumbing down isn't just fluoride. It is the fact that people don't have iodine. And the globalists know that. They put the bad halogen out there to counter that. And so, I mean, it's just insane. And it funds this operation. Everyone should try X2 or X3. They're apples and oranges. InfoWarsStore.com. But let me just come back to you, brother. Because I didn't plug the whole last hour. So I kind of did a long plug right there. And it really is important to keep this operation on air. I just want to be like a baby bird always up here begging. You know what? I get sick of doing it. We'll be right back. A little less than 4 months ago, I made the announcement on air. I said, hey, I have a tendency to take the high-quality supplements from InfoWars Life for a while, get great results, and then slowly I stop using them. I forget to religiously take them. I'm going to religiously take the supplements for the next few months, and I've lost almost 40 pounds now. Everybody can see it on air. My energy is off the charts. Everything is amazing. And it's because I am taking the InfoWars Life products, the krill oil. I'm taking the X2 and the X3. I'm taking the Brain Force Plus when I work out, when I have to work really late. I'm taking half a pack of Turbo Force. It is clean energy. It is really making my whole life so much more enjoyable. It's making the shows more focused. I've got more energy. We have huge sales going right now for the new year at InfoWarsLife.com. A big clearance sale. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Broadcasting worldwide on the final days, the final hours of 2019, taking your phone calls. Okay, Mike in Illinois, you wanted to get into 2020 and what you think's coming up.
Yeah, definitely. One thing we can do as InfoWars is prayer targeting. That means everybody can get out their Google Maps and site certain areas and lay spiritual bombs everywhere. I've been doing it. Other prayer warriors have been doing it. I've been under attack. Actually, I'm going to be working with one of your former guests who was on the show. I'm not going to drop any names because I'm, like, on a DL. But Everybody should be prayer mapping and dropping spiritual bombs all over the place.
Oh, there's no doubt that the globalists focus on bad things they want to do, and God wants us to pray, and that's what brings God in. We're like an electrical connection to bring God's spirit in. You're absolutely right. We should pray and absolutely.
Well, we're specific targets, though. I meant like specific targets, and be specific. The more specific you are in your prayer, the more God's going to answer you. So if you want to bore at the wall, God sees. Set up an invisible barrier where people aren't going to get through.
Well, you're right. And the Bible talks about people praying for, you know, certain people to hold them up and give them the strength. And that's why I need prayer. I can definitely feel it. And I really appreciate that, sir. What else did you want to get into?
There's definitely going to be civil war. No question about it. Not to the extent where it's going to be nationwide, but there's going to be voter fraud. I suggest everybody vote on paper and take a picture of it on your cell phone. And if we could send it in somewhere and make sure that it gets reelected, that would be great. I mean, that's what we're going to have to do.
Well, I mean, paper ballots are the way to go that are then tabulated publicly at each precinct, and those numbers are all added together. But instead, it's all electronic voting machines, half of which are owned by companies that George Soros owns a lot of stock in. Some he has controlling interest in. It's really true. God bless you. You'll hear the headlines. You'll see the headlines. Hear the stories. Oh, it's a conspiracy that George Soros is involved with voting machines. Oh, it's not a conspiracy theory. Believe me, I wish it was. High Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Wish I was there. I love Colorado. What's on your mind? What do you see coming up in 2020, my friend?
Oh, Alex Jones. I've been listener since 05. First time caller.
God bless you.
God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Man, I've used so many of your products. I could go on and on about how they've changed my life, but maybe we can come back to that. I just was listening to you talk about how Trump called out Biden and said that he'd be his preferred candidate because he's so weak. And it just occurred to me, I feel like his next chess move in that regard should be to put Tulsi Gabbard in the spotlight and pump her up and show people that she does have some good ideas and not everyone on the left is crazy.
I think that's a really good idea, but I think some people around Trump are scared of her because, she's doesn't look like a zombie, doesn't act like a zombie, doesn't act like the other Democrats. And her anti-war stance and a lot of other things, and the fact that she doesn't celebrate abortion is a you know, overall good thing. But to actually reach out to a lot of Democrats and say, hey, you know, I don't hate all of you. I'd like to work with you guys. People like Tulsi, and you know, Tulsi's said some, you know, nicer things about Trump. She's also said some things that aren't true, but I agree with you.
Sure. I feel like Trump has brought everyone to the center, and he was able, and we were able to hijack the neocon Republicans. Well, let's put Tulsi Gabbard in the spotlight and hijack the Democrat Party, just the same as we did with these neocon Republicans. I'm sick and tired of fighting these loons. It's such a waste of energy. Let's put a spotlight on Tulsi, get her ideas, put her in the spotlight, and then all of the Dems that aren't crazy can be red-pilled while they watch the media completely ignore Tulsi Gabbard.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. God bless. You know, I've talked a lot about this. I haven't played the clips. Let me play it now. Biden got confronted. The video's up on Infowars.com. Heckler tells Biden, don't touch kids, you pervert. And I went off into a whole discussion about how sick and disgusting he is, and that I hope, you know, God deals with him. But really, I think God works in mysterious ways, and Biden probably would be dead now if God didn't want him alive up there exposing the Democratic Party. So I'm not just being tongue-in-cheek earlier when I said, you know, I hope God, you know, deals with Biden, cuts him down. Like Johnny Cash says, that's a figure of speech. And it's not because I'm scared of getting in trouble for that. You're under the First Amendment, you're allowed to say you hope God strikes somebody down. But when you say that, literally, I pulled back, started thinking about it. Actually, he's really hurting the Democrats and the globalists, didn't he? And they got to keep him up there now, and they keep trying to make excuses for him, and he's a perfect emblem of the facade rotting and how they're trying to prop it up and how they can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So I legitimately, people's emotions fluctuate. I emotionally blurted out, man, I wish God would deal with Joe Biden. But then I really intellectually thought about it and thought, that'd be a whole discussion. isn't Joe Biden better to America alive than dead? Seriously. I mean, I literally am like, wait a minute. Actually, it's the old Garth Brooks song, some of God's greatest gifts were unanswered prayers. Maybe we can find that and play it and start next segment. What you do need to do is go out and confront this old cockroach like just happened in Milford, New Hampshire. Here it is.
That's okay. Hang on. This is not a Trump rally.
I hate you.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I agree with you, Matt. I agree. Nice talking to you.
Don't touch things, Herbert.
And we're going to get to this clip again. Let's just stop it. Everything's okay. We're live TV. This happens. Live radio. Let's just back it up at the beginning again. Wait a moment. Here it is.
That's okay. This is not a Trump rally.
I hate you.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I agree with you, Matt. I agree. Nice talking to you.
Don't touch things, Herbert.
All right. Well, you know, this is a democracy.
Sure,
I hope it does. I hope it does. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Okay. Folks. Look, this is, we all know.
And look, everybody's mouths are hanging open. Because the Democrats have all been taught all men are rapists. If a man talks to a woman, it's rape. You know, don't have children. Don't get together. If you do have children, teach them how to chop their genitals off. Hail Satan. And so what are they going to do? When now here's the guy that ropes everyone everywhere and somebody's calling him out. It's the emperor's new clothes. Okay, let's go to Aaron in Kentucky. Aaron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, excellent show today, as always,
brother. Thanks,
brother. Thank you very much for standing up for liberty. My prediction for 2020 is I think we're going to continue to see false flags and attacks in houses of worship, and I think that's going to be pinned on Second Amendment and constitutional carry supporters. I think that it is it's imperative now that we continue to stand up for our continued liberties, because as we see these things unfold, they're going to continue to attack Trump supporters. They're going to continue to attack Trump. And they're not, the media is not going to speak against their own, because they're all in this together, and their one desire and their one goal is for total global domination of all information and to try to consolidate all of their power into one place. But I definitely think that because there's going to be so many false flag attacks, or because there's going to be this increase, that it is going to have even more of an impetus for patriots to stand up and do things like they did to Joe Biden, calling him out for being a pervert, calling him out for his son and their dealings in Ukraine, calling out the...
Aaron, stay right there. I'm going to come back to you, and I appreciate you holding it. Yeah, all these callers are great. But I want to come back to Aaron, because what he's saying is absolutely spot on, and it's something I meant to start yesterday's show with and today's, and I didn't. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The other night at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my own high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I had won and for all time, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I'd wish back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
That's really true. Because I literally just blurted out praying to God to destroy Joe Biden. And then as soon as I pulled back, I went, wait a minute. This guy's really helping us. This old, evil, degenerate cockroach. Yeah, damn him to hell, but let God do that. Vengeance is God's, saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Because let me tell you, I don't take the Lord's name in vain. You get people misinterpreting clearly what's in the Bible. A five-year-old can understand it. In the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not murder. that it's translated, thou shalt not kill. But then the Bible says if somebody's trying to kill you and your family, rise up and kill them. And in the same book, God says if these people are giving their kids to Moloch, kill them. If people are child sacrificing, kill them. But then God's saying, thou shalt not murder. Murder. Go out, kill an innocent person that wasn't attacking you. It's the same thing. Like, oh, don't say, oh, I hope that person goes to hell. That's not a very nice thing to say. I'd say leave that to God. But that's not saying, in my view, you say damn somebody to hell. I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. I'm saying, God, I hope those people go to hell. But you know what? It's probably not good to say that, is it? Because you should leave that up to God. But I don't think that's taking God's name in vain. Because when I've said, I hope God damns somebody to hell, I'm saying, I hope God damns them to hell. I'm not taking God's name in vain. God judges the heart. I've done plenty of bad things. I'm just telling you, when I've said, I hope that person, I hope God damns them to hell, that's not my place to say that, so it's wrong to say it. But I'm not taking God's name like God doesn't matter. I'm saying, like my grandma, we'd go on road trips sometimes. I'd take her to go see family in different states and stuff. She's real sweet. My mom's mom, and she'd say, I'd see something really amazing. Or I'd go, gosh, or God. She'd go, oh, that's the Lord's name in vain. Don't do that. I'm like, no, when you see something amazing, you say God's name, God. Or, but again, that's just a Southern Baptist for you. She was a good lady. But, you know, so many of those folks were constantly worried about how they were acting and that they were going to be good. And they would never go challenge any corruption because they're such good Christians and they're so humble that they're not going to get involved in anything big. They're not going to leave the church. They're going to just hide in the church. But that's not what the Bible's full of. It's full of people taking action. And the people God rose up to take action were usually not the nicest people, but they loved God. So it's time for Christians to stop bowing down to evil is what I'm saying. But the devil is the accuser and he'll say, oh, you're not really a Christian. Oh, you remember you did this bad thing a long time ago. That's the devil. That's not the Holy Spirit telling you that. You need to get that out of the way. Because as long as you love God now and you're confronting evil and you've repented, God forgives you. But if you feel guilt and like you're not forgiven, that's how the world manipulates you. And either gets you to then just say, I don't care about God. I hate God because God, you know, I did all this and the world's evil and it's God's fault. So I blame God. People will do that. Or they'll say, I don't like God and I'm joining the devil. Or they'll get depressed and kill themselves. Don't do any of that stuff. God will heal you if you really repent and then set you on a path to do good. And it doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. Just do the best you can, and God will take you the rest of the way. And I tell myself that every day. I'm not up here preaching to anybody because I'm legitimately pissed at these people. I don't like what they're doing. I feel it. I take it very personal at an instinctive level. But it's going to have to be God that makes those decisions and directs us. And the last thing we want is offensive violence. But if the violence really does start, all these people shooting their mouths off about how they want violence, they're not going to like what starts unfolding. That's all I'm saying. And so I just want to see people, these ravenous wolves like Biden, removed from innocent people's necks. Because if you really ask God to strike somebody down dead, well, who are you to tell God something when God's got a plan and the way that's going to be worked out? And I think that's really what this whole broadcast is about. And the message is to me. I'm not up here on some high horse, man. I have constantly got to control myself because I don't like these devil worshipers and the crap they're pulling. And I know you don't like it either. But in the process, we can't tear each other apart because we're so pissed. Now I'll go back to your calls. Aaron in Kentucky, go ahead and finish your point.
You know, Alex, what you're saying there is so vital because that message has to be preached and has to be talked about to people constantly because that we can lose hope. There is this idea, and it has been going on since the 18th century when people started talking about the rapture, and we get all mixed up with this pessimistic eschatology where we think, well, there's nothing we can do, nothing we can say that's going to change the future or the course of what's happening in our nation, our culture, and our world, but there is something that we can do. We are called to spread the kingdom of God. We're called to make sure that we are preaching the gospel of peace, and there is action involved behind that. It's not a passive thing. Liberty is not passive. Freedom is not passive. We have to actively do things to fight for freedom and ensure that we keep those rights that God has promised to us from the scriptures. And if we don't stand up and we don't start calling out people like Joe Biden and we don't start calling out people like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, we're just going to get...
And if you go back to history, that's what the quote prophets did, was go confront the evildoers and call them out and say, God's going to deal with you. They didn't say what God was going to do, but they said, God's going to deal with you.
Absolutely. And they can
now, Jesus went to Israel, to Jerusalem, and said, by the time this generation passed, not one stone will be standing on top of another. And you know what? 70 years later, Titus leveled it to the ground. And his order was, not one stone standing. Is that not prophecy?
Absolute 100% fulfilled prophecy when Jesus said that, and it further proved that Jesus Christ is God in that situation. And but the standing up to the government, to tyranny, people get so afraid because they think, well, it's the government. God has put the government in place. But there is a responsibility for us to say, no, there is tyranny happening, there is immoral acts happening, there's unethical things that you're doing, and we cannot stand for those things anymore. And, you know, one of the things I think of is one of the reasons that we see, and this has been going on the past several weeks, where we're talking about the increase of anti-Semitic attacks. I wonder if that is synonymous or if it correlates with the fact that Islam is on the rise here in the United States, not just as a religion, but as a political movement. Ilhan Omar has been accused of saying anti-Semitic statements. If Donald Trump...
Well, Alvin, let's expand on that. A lot of people aren't going to convert to Islam, but the ideologies and ideas rub off.
Exactly, exactly. And if Donald Trump's comments that he makes on Twitter or that he says at his rallies, if he is accused of inciting white supremacy and inciting attacks by white men...
By the measure that they claim Trump is a white supremacist, Ilhan Omar and the Democrats are literally Hitler. Because what they say about Trump's totally untrue, and then they're running around... So what about the dialectic? You sound like a smart guy. Of the left pushing anti-Semitism and racial division while claiming they're fighting it, and then blaming their political enemies, mainly Christian evangelicals who are very pro-Israel, of being anti-Semitic. What is the propaganda dialectic in that?
Because they have to accuse Christians, they have to accuse those who stand for the gospel of being the cause of the problem. They can't say that Islam is the problem, because the overarching theme of this entire thing is a Luciferian conspiracy that he has controlled all the way back since the fall. And the common denominator in all of this is the spiritual attack. Satan doesn't care if he uses a guy that has a mental disorder and goes out and shoots people. He doesn't care if a religion is used. All he cares is that the name of Christ is blasphemed and that the religion of Jesus is totally destroyed. And the Democrats play into that. People like Ilhan Omar play into that because Islam is a political movement. And their rhetoric...
Sir, you're absolutely right. And you reminded me of a big critical point. I said I'd come back to it, but then I get distracted by things. I didn't cover it. When I come back, I'm going to go to other callers, but I want to get your name, because I'm going to do the show soon, and I'm starting a new podcast. I haven't announced it soon, and every day, I'm going to do new podcast 5 days a week. I'm going to have certain callers that we pick to be guest hosts with us each day. That's what we're doing. So give us your name and number if you want to be part of that show, sir. Fourth hour coming up, Gerald Celente, but I'm going to stay over until I get to all the calls that are on the board, and I'm going to cover that big central issue.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.